Today is Monday, July 18th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm Sammy Sage, and this episode is brought to you by Grove Collaborative. Grove carries hundreds of products aimed at replacing single-use plastics across your home and personal care routine. Join over 2 million households already shopping sustainably at Grove. It is Monday morning, and we are already full of headlines. A special committee in the Texas State House released a comprehensive 77-page report about the police response to the elementary school shooting in Uvalde. And the findings were very bad, to say the least. The report revealed that almost 400 law enforcement officers were at the school as they waited to confront the shooter. This included Uvalde PD, sheriff's deputies, school officers, neighboring law enforcement, almost 150 Border Patrol officers, 90 state police, 13 U.S. Marshals, 8 federal DEA officers, and a partridge in a pear tree. The report acknowledged that a rapid police response would not have saved every victim, but that some victims who died on the way to the hospital could have survived if they were rescued sooner. In terms of consequences, so far the Uvalde mayor announced that the acting police chief on the day of the massacre had been placed on leave. Just like they say, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is at least 401 good guys with a gun. Here's a story that starts with a phrase you don't hear very much. A bipartisan group of senators has agreed to a series of provisions to reform the Electoral Count Act. The proposed changes would clarify that the vice president cannot unilaterally reject electors. I wonder why we had to make that change. It would also raise the threshold for members of Congress to object to certification to more than one member of the House and Senate each per state. There are also proposed changes to presidential transition rules that would provide essential resources to candidates in case of a close or contested election. The working group of bipartisan senators is finalizing legislation and expects to release new text as early as this week. And I'm sure after that, it'll just sail through the Senate with no objections. The UAE has detained the American lawyer who had previously represented Jamal Khashoggi. Civil rights attorney Asim Ghaffour is a U.S. citizen and was arrested while flying through Dubai last week on charges related to a conviction on money laundering charges. U.S. consular officials said that this conviction was obtained without due process and called for his immediate release, while a U.S. senior administration official told reporters that there was no indication that this had anything to do with the Khashoggi issue. I don't know, I'm starting to think that layovers in authoritarian-controlled countries are not the best idea. Remember the Build Back Better negotiations? Sorry for the reminder, I know. But negotiations have been revived and Senator Joe Manchin is back on his bullshit, this time for a much smaller budget plan. However, he has backed out again from negotiations on a Democratic budget package, saying that he will not support a bill that includes climate or tax provisions. He says that he will support a bill that would lower prescription drug prices and extend health insurance subsidies under the Affordable Care Act for 2 years. So this means that a standalone healthcare bill could be possible, though nothing can advance without Manchin support, which is exactly how he likes it. A small-town library in Vinton, Iowa has closed its doors due to what they said was harassment by conservative residents over the display of LGBTQ+ books and staff who are part of the LGBTQ+ community. Not only that, but residents complained about the library's display of books written by First Lady Jill Biden and VP Harris, and that there were not enough books on Donald Trump. The library director responded to this by saying, quote, "I can't buy what doesn't exist, and there weren't quality books about Trump." Maybe these guys should just try the Trump Presidential Library. Oh, wait. Speaking of illiteracy, for our final story today, we have another trip down memory lane. Remember former Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, the one with 10 yachts? She stated at a conservative education summit this weekend that she believes the Department of Education, that she was the secretary of, should not exist. And if you think this is something very out of the mainstream, Republican Thomas Massie actually introduced a bill last year to abolish the department, which was co-signed by Mensa members Lauren Boebert and Matt Gaetz. Perhaps if we could find a way for the department to moonlight as a tax shelter, then maybe Betsy would want to keep it. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Grove. Grove has you covered with safe formulas and refillable packaging that never compromise on performance. I love Grove because I love knowing that I can trust the brands they carry to be natural and sustainable. And today you can go to grove.com/announcements to get a free gift set worth up to $50 with your first order. Plus, shipping is fast and free. Get started right now at grove.com/announcements. That's grove.com/announcements. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.